Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Usually, we are joined by Patrick Mahomes on Wednesdays. That has been moved to Thursday this week because of the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Their schedule is a little bit different, so our schedule is a little bit different on the show today. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Lance Leipold is going to call into the show. Coming up in exactly 1 hour, we are going to play our conversation with Chris Klieman. I got a chance to catch up with the K-State head coach earlier today. We'll play that for you coming up in an hour. You probably know this, but those two teams play each other this weekend, a little KU, a little K-State. It has been 16 years since Kansas has last beaten Kansas State in a football game. We'll see if they can get off the schneid coming up later this week. We'll get to some NFL trade rumors regarding the Kansas City Chiefs coming up in just a bit, but let me remind you of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, it'd be great if you could tell two people to check out the show. But you know what? If you could just tell one person to listen into the show, you know what? I would appreciate that very much. Number three, and maybe most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show each day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch a little bit of hockey after work, a little bit of basketball, we got some playoff baseball winding down. If you're looking for a place to watch some football, whatever sport you're into, be sure to stop by, see our friends over at The Other Place, get some great food specials, get some great drink specials, hang out, catch a vibe, and watch a little bit of sports. So, Rob, let me give you guys the latest of trade information. This information comes courtesy of ESPN. Now, one side of it are players potentially that the Chiefs could trade away. Every conversation that we have had about the Chiefs have been them adding players. But this is the first time, at least that I can remember, from Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano of ESPN, that the conversation was about players that the Chiefs could potentially move on from. Now, yesterday we talked to you guys about defensive linemen. Jeremy Fowler wrote that he thinks the Chiefs could add a defensive lineman, that they are depleted on the interior. Also added out that the Chiefs did add a defensive lineman, Melvin Ingram, back in 2021, if you remember. So that is something to keep in mind, something that we'll bring up here coming up in just a bit. But another little tidbit of information came out, one, Rob, that I think is pretty interesting. Listen to this. The Chiefs have a cornerback surplus that could be seen as value to the other teams. So the Chiefs don't have a lot of late-round ammunition currently in the next year's draft, but they do have a couple of players at corner that aren't seeing a lot of playing time that could possibly be a help for other teams. The two names that came out, this is from Jeremy Fowler, quote, "The Chiefs cornerback room is going to be very interesting to watch entering the deadline. Free agent addition Christian Fulton has been a healthy scratch. Could they find a way out of his two-year $20 million deal? With rookie Noel Williams emerging and fourth-year player Joshua Williams could have some trade value." Now let's talk about Christian Fulton. It's just never really gotten off to a good start. You remember he was hurt for most of training camp, most of the preseason. I don't think anybody really thought much of it. That happens, and he was going to be ready to go week one. That hasn't really been the case so far. I did not know this. I would have guessed a much higher number, but Christian Fulton has only played in 17 of the defensive snaps. Not 17%. I mean, he has played 17 plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a guy that if you committed a two-year $20 million deal, the expectation is that that guy is going to be your number two corner and be on the field a lot. That has not been the case. Jalen Watson plays a lot more than he does. Noel Williams, who is still trying to find his footing in the league, plays more than he does. Obviously, Trent McDuffie, you can go up and down the line right now when talking about this team. They're not really hurting at the cornerback position. He has been a healthy scratch in each of the last two games. I would say that right now there really isn't a clear pathway to him being on the field. So could we potentially see the Chiefs just kind of pull the ripcord, get themselves out of this contract? He's owed about $6 million in dead cap money the rest of the way, but he's also not playing at this point. So could you see the Chiefs maybe use Christian Fulton to try to pick up something? Now, I don't know why a team would pick up Christian Fulton's contract if he can't play for you and you don't think he's good enough and you are the ones that liked him in free agency and paid him. Why would he help us out unless you're willing to eat some money? Now, Joshua Williams, I think, is a very interesting piece. Now, Rob, we were talking about this from the perspective of the Chiefs adding a player, but Joshua Williams is kind of one of those players that if you're another team, I could definitely see the appeal of you adding him. We're talking about a guy right now that's making no money by NFL standards. He's on a rookie contract, 4 years, $4.3 million. He is at the end of that deal. He's 26 years old, and he'll be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season. Now, I think we can be realistic here. If you trade Joshua Williams, he ain't getting you back a third or a fourth round pick. But could we see the Chiefs possibly try to pick up a seventh, maybe swap some picks, maybe pick up a sixth round pick if the Chiefs moved on from Joshua Williams? Certainly something to keep note of. I don't think these two names were thrown out there by two of the best reporters in the National Football League if that is not legitimate, genuine buzz. The other teams around the league are looking at rosters, seeing who's playing and who's not playing and who could potentially help you. And we all know that cornerback depth is really important to pick up. So if the Chiefs have two guys that are currently not playing on their team, there are other teams around the league that are certainly going to call, inquire, and see if either one of those guys could potentially help them. Now, another name that has emerged that could potentially help the Chiefs on the defensive line, and Rob, I want to bring you in for this because this is the position group that you want to see them go out and really attack, is Jalen Phillips. Now, he is a outside linebacker, rush-in type for the Miami Dolphins. He's 26 years old. He was a first-round pick back in 2021, and he is on the final year of his rookie contract. This feels like the kind of players that we've seen the Chiefs really go after in their tenure. We call this the Brett Veach special. He's a guy who's never gotten double-digit sacks, was hurt last year, is playing okay so far this season, but you don't think that the Dolphins are going to bring him back next season. If the Dolphins are playing out the string, and I think they're going to fire their head coach at any given point, I don't think that Mike McDaniel is finishing the season as the head coach. They are certainly up for business. Devon Achane, I think Tyreek Hill would have been traded if not for the injury. Jalen Phillips is kind of one of those players. Maybe you just want to change the scenery. Maybe you just want him to go to a new place. You get this money off your books. It's not a whole lot of money left the rest of the way, and you just try to get something for a player that you either don't want or you thought was going to walk away in free agency anyway. Now, he's not going to be cheap. He's on the final year of a first-round deal. So his base salary is around $13 million. Let's chop that in half because we're about halfway done with the season. You're picking up about $6.5 million for Jalen Phillips the rest of the way. Now, would the Dolphins be willing to buy some of that money out in order to get a better draft pick? That obviously remains to be seen. But I think, Rob, if you're trying to find a realistic name, who could the Chiefs potentially add in that rotation? Who's somebody that could help them with their defensive line and give you a little bit of juice on the end? Jalen Phillips is the kind of player I think they're going to be looking for.
You know what he is? A, he's a player I would very much be in favor of them adding. He's very much like Joshua Uche. Like, he's a player who was a high-round pick. I don't believe Joshua Uche was a first-round pick, but he was a premium player for the Patriots. He has not lived up to that premium ability, and he's on a contract that's expiring. He's a player you think you can get more out of than the team he's on right now, and because of those things, you can get him on the relative cheap. All things are relative in the NFL as far as cheap, but you're probably not going to pay a second or third round pick for a player like Jalen Phillips. So this is a really smart deal, and I'm happy Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, friend of the show, laid that out as an option. Because he is an improvement on pass rush, if not anything else, depth of the position. He's, in theory, low acquisition cost, and you think you can get more out of him. And if it doesn't work, similar to Joshua Uche last year, it's not a break-the-bank type of move. I would be in favor of Jalen Phillips being on the Chiefs. I will also say a Jalen Phillips type is something I'm far more interested in than a Breece Hall, Alvin Kamara, running back type of move. I would be in favor of Jalen Phillips, but I don't think at this point in the season there is any perfect solution, but he seems to check all the boxes with the Chiefs could use the trade deadline.
That's interesting that you bring up the name Breece Hall, because that was the last name that I was going to bring up here, because he was a name that was floated to Kansas City. Now, I use floated in a very, very loose term. So there's a story right now on ESPN, the top 25 players that could likely be traded. Breece Hall was very high on the list. I think very important to note with Breece Hall, he's 24 years old. He's also in the final year of his contract. He's a guy that I think is going to get decent running back money next year. I don't think he's going to get top of the market money, but I also don't think you're getting Breece Hall on the cheap. I think he's one of the top 15, 20 running backs in the National Football League. I think on the right team and the right system, Breece Hall could be an absolute monster. So I don't think you're picking him up for a sixth-round pick. I also think if he is truly available, there's going to be a pretty strong market for a player like him that is a potential game-changing kind of player. So I wanted to throw a couple of names out there that we are seeing. Reports are starting to kind of come out for Jalen Phillips, who plays defensive line for the Miami Dolphins. He has a couple of sacks so far this season. He's in the final year of a rookie contract. That seems like a Brett Veach special to me. Breece Hall is a name that's being thrown out there. I don't think it makes a lot of sense for Kansas City. A, I don't think they're going to overpay for running back. I also think that he's going to command a second contract, and I just don't think the Chiefs are going to offer that contract to Breece Hall, so I'm not sure if he's the right rental piece for them. A couple of possibilities for the Chiefs to maybe make a trade where they could get back some draft pick compensation. Joshua Williams' name was thrown out there. Also, Christian Fulton. We keep this conversation going on the other side. We are less than 2 weeks away from the NFL trade deadline. We're also going to be joined by the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, set to join us on the show. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks, Lance Leipold, as they get ready for their matchup this weekend at home against Kansas State. Coach, happy to have you pop on today.
Well, it's good to be with you again. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. We have been asking everybody this question for the last couple of weeks. I have to ask you this. What is your word that you struggle spelling that you let spell check take over? So my word is convenience. We asked Patrick Mahomes this. He said his word is itinerary. What is the word that you struggle spelling that spell check has to spell it for you?
I think both of those are right there. They would have to be my definite top five. I'm going to go with inconvenience. I think that is one that definitely gets me.
Okay, a lot of things to get into here. Happy to have you back on the show. Let's just start with this. What have you learned about your team over the first 6-7 weeks of the season?
Again, I've said it to this team since the spring. I think we have a chance to be a really good football team, but again, consistency will be the key. And I think right now we haven't quite obtained that yet. That we have the flashes to be a really good team, and have had those chances come up from time to time, but a few of those have slipped away. The Texas Tech game, I think we were, you know, handled by a team that was significantly better than us on that day. But the other two losses, I thought we competed hard and showing those things. And again, we'll have to be at our best this Saturday against a good Kansas State team.
I'm really excited about the quarterback matchup in this one. Let's talk about your quarterback and Jalen Daniels. I think we've just seen his confidence grow. He's playing a lot more consistent. It feels like something is different with him this year. I talked to you about this earlier in the season. I was at the game against Fresno State, and I remember early on in that game, he got a first down. He signaled first down, and he just had a different aura, a different energy about him. How have you seen him grow as the season's progressed?
I think he's much more relaxed. I think as he's gone through the things, the ups and downs, I think playing every game last year was definitely something that was important to him showed the consistency that he can be. His approach to this has continued to be outstanding. He's one of the first guys in the building each and every day. His preparation of taking care of himself and then preparing for the opponent has been great. His confidence in the receiving core and in the game plan has been excellent as well. I think part of that confidence and being relaxed is he's really done a great job of going through his progressions and not trying to put the ball where it doesn't need to be or to a certain individual, but kind of going through things. And that's why you see different guys kind of showing up time to time with big games for us.
How have you I guess, seen his experience be such a positive for you guys. We're talking about a guy that has played in big games, played in rivalry games, certainly knows the importance of this rivalry. How do you think that is an advantage for you guys heading into this matchup?
Well, I think it gives us a level of calmness, and also a guy that even though we haven't been able to complete, complete four quarters and get a win against Kansas State since our arrival, I think the progression made in the program and where some of those performances have gone has given us confidence that we can go out and compete against this team. And I think Jalen's experiences in this game and throughout his career gives us that sense of again, that calmness that we're looking for. Jalen is, and I say this to people, and I'm trying to kind of go through, even through all the ups and downs, yeah, there were some pretty low lows as far as personal news to him and being able to play. But all in all, after the initial shocks of whatever that disappointment might have been, he is the same guy in this building each and every day, whether he's played well or if he's had a performance that he wish he could take some things back. And I think this team really respects that. They rally around it. They flush it, a bad game away and get on to the next play. And I think he emulates that very well for us.
Right now, we're talking to Lance Leipold. He is the head coach at the University of Kansas. They got a very important game this week at home against Kansas State. Coach, let's talk about the bye week. How important was it to have that bye week after playing Texas Tech, one of the better teams in the Big 12, one of the better teams in the country, have that in the middle between one of you guys' most important games of the season at home against K-State?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, again, sometimes after you kind of go through a tough night like we did down there, you want to flush it and get on to the next game as quickly as possible. But I think our guys did a good job of flushing that, owning what needs to be worked on again. And then it gave us a chance because we're, you know, like a lot of people are this time of year, your body's getting banged up and you've got to find a way to put yourself back together and prepare and get on the practice field, let alone be ready to go on game day. And I just think it came at a good time. We were able to reduce some of the workload on some of our players and get other guys some reps and again, still prepare for a good opponent here on Saturday.
One of my friends is a big KU fan. She's a season ticket holder. Rob, my producer, you just spoke to him. He is a season ticket holder. Both of them plan on going to the game, both very excited that this game is sold out. How much does it mean to you? How much does it mean to your program that it seems like fans have really rallied around the new stadium and everything that you guys have going on? Also about this team that's a couple wins away from making a bowl game.
Yeah, it's extremely important to have a sold-out crowd when we can and have a filled stadium. Home field advantage can be huge. It plays the difference. In fact, I was talking to somebody here earlier today about the importance of a crowd and what it does. And playing two games on the road back-to-back like we did, both at Central Florida and down in Lubbock, those fans were into it. Both those universities and programs have fine game day atmosphere that made it difficult. Our players commented about it, the atmosphere that goes. I know with the renovations to date, I think we've created a better environment here. It's the stadium has turned out awesome so far. And as we continue to work and improve, we want our fans here making a difference on Saturday, and they can help bring us to victory.
Coach, you guys have already played in one rivalry game this season a month ago against Mizzou. How valuable do you think that experience is that now you guys are hosting a rivalry game?
I think it's important anytime you get in big games, and it's a goal again, as many of us in college football, you want to build consistent winning programs. You want them all to be big, but obviously there are certain ones that based on locality and other things become games that are talked about more. I think we still want to make sure our players approach each and every week with a level of consistency on how they prepare their rest, how they take care of their bodies, hydration, film prep, everything that you want in your players. But as you know, when you get into it, a lot of times players know each other a little bit more and all those things that you have a chance. You feel a little extra energy in the stadium, like we said, and when it's a full house, those things help. And it also makes it a special. And I hope there's positive experiences from our first one earlier this year.
Coach, there's always going to be pressure when you're the head coach of a Power 4 school. Do you feel added pressure to break this streak?
You know, added pressure. We want to get this streak broken. There's a lot of things. It ends up being a lot of conversation. I think from the time we arrived and people asked about it, I said it was our responsibility in order to make rivalries, that the games needed to be closer. And now close isn't good enough. We understand that. And I don't know about extra pressure. I think, we put enough pressure on ourselves in this building each and every week to be at our best. And it's a high stressful position career we've decided on. So, again, I want to make sure that we play our best football to date and see where it takes us on Saturday.
I'm not trying to create any bulletin board material, but I'm wondering if you guys already have money set aside for a possible field storming. I mean, I hope you know that if you guys win this game, those students are running on the field. It's been a long time since you guys have won this game. The fine's around $50,000. I hope you guys got that put aside.
Well, I don't know about that. I haven't had a chance to look into that. As you said, you're not looking for any bulletin board material, and I'm not trying to say anything that ends up on a bulletin board. So, I know our guys and I know our fan base will be excited if the Jayhawks come out on top, and we want them to be. So, again, we need to take care of business, and we'll see where it all falls from there.
Right now, we're talking to the head coach of the University of Kansas, Lance Leipold, joining us on the show. Coach, what would it mean for you in your career? What would it mean for your team, your program, to win a game like this? We're talking about the streak here. K-State, they've won the Big 12. They played in big games. That's obviously a place that you guys are trying to get to. What would it mean to finally just get this monkey off your back, so to speak?
Well, personally, it's, this is about a program. It's not about one individual. I know the head coach is the one who has his name on a lot of different things. I think it's important for this football program to have a win against Kansas State because it's been so long. And that's what we need to do and focus on. I think it would be another big step in the development and of this program and where we want it to be and where we want it to be each and every year.
Coach, what do you guys need to do on Saturday to win this football game?
Well, again, we've got to be, we've watched some stuff. We've let things get away from us in special teams and really all four previous meetings since we've been here. I think we've got to be able to contain a very dynamic and explosive offense, starting with Avery Johnson. And if Dylan Edwards is on the field, and as I said, when they put those two and Jace Brown on the field, that's as athletic and speed-wise as good as anybody in the Big 12, maybe the country as far as pure speed on the field. So we got to be better than we were at down in Lubbock as far as being gap sound and making sure that we tackle well and do those things and make them drive the field to beat us. Offensively, we got to be a little more balanced than we've been in running the ball. And we talked much about what Jalen's been doing for us. We've got to be a better third down team than we've been to date, as well as scoring touchdowns in the red zone. And if we do some of all these things that I've talked about, then again, we're going to have a great chance to win the football game.
Coach, I'll get you out of here with this last question. We appreciate your time. Let's just talk about the parity right now that exists, not just in college football, but also exists in the Big 12 right now. One week, I think the Texas Tech's the best team in the league. They go on the road, they lose to Arizona State. You think that Iowa State could maybe be the best team in the league. They go on the road, they lose to Cincinnati. Cincinnati's put together some good wins this season. You guys are still in the conversation, still in the mix. I don't know if I've seen from top to bottom the Big 12 as deep and wide open that it appears as we now enter the halfway point of the season.
Well, yeah, and it's something that's been talked about. I think every coach in our conference at Media Day in July talked about this. I think it's been shown itself the last couple of years, and it's shown itself even more so this year. You mentioned a couple of those games. I mean, Texas Tech goes to Utah and beats a good Utah team pretty handily, and then Utah handles Arizona State handily, and then Arizona State beats Texas Tech. So you can't get into, well, this team beat them, and you match up like this each and every week in this conference. Is a battle. It can depend upon really the health of your team, obviously, your travel, your mindset, and of course how you just match up against people. And it's something that we should have a lot of pride into. And as we've talked about before, our opponent on Saturday was also a team that was being talked about as a favorite to win this conference, and they have our utmost respect as they come to town.
Coach, I'm coming at this from a completely neutral perspective. I'm not a KU fan. I'm not a K-State fan. I just want to see a good competitive game. But part of me does want to see you win just so Rob can be happy.
if that's what puts it over the top, I'll take it. But we want a great college football game on Saturday. And again, I'm looking forward to it as we have a chance to kind of snap this streak against Coach Klein and his fine program.
That is the head coach of the University of Kansas, Lance Leipold, joining us on the show today. The Sunflower Showdown coming up Saturday at 11 o'clock. You can hear the K-State broadcast right here on 96.5 The Fan. Coach, we want to say good luck to you this weekend. Really appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be with you again. You have a great rest of your week. Rock chalk.
Absolutely. That is Lance Leipold joining us on the show today. Rob, so for a little bit behind the scenes, Rob and I kind of go over the questions, Hey, this is your head coach. What do you want to know? What do you want me to ask him? What do you want to talk about? Rob wrote down that there was some bulletin board material from K-State. Now, Rob hasn't shown me the bulletin board material. He just tells me that it exists. I don't want to ask Coach Klieman when I haven't seen this for myself. You got to let me in on the 411. You're telling me K-State's talking down? What's happening right now? What's going on over there?
So I'm trying to pull up the exact quote here. I believe it's Desmond Purnell. He's a linebacker from Topeka. He plays at Kansas State. He was asked about this rivalry, and I'm trying to find the exact quote because he said something to the effect of, their offense is good. They're explosive. We have the utmost respect for them. All the things you're supposed to say, but then finished the quote by saying, I think we're the better team and we're going to handle business on Saturday. That is what Desmond Purnell said about Kansas State.
That's not bulletin board material.
By the way,
I think we're the better team and I expect us to win. What, we're counting that as bulletin board material?
In a coach speak world? Yeah.
My goodness.
Here it goes. We've got better guys. I feel like we're going to go out there and dominate.
I might take back what I just said to Coach Leipold for that. That is not bulletin board material. I hope that the guys on KU feel the exact same way. We've got good teammates. We expect to win this game. I'm happy I didn't ask him about this. You tried to set me up. That's what you tried to do. You tried to set me up. Now, I try to stay out of Jayhawk business for the most part. Sometimes I gotta dabble in Jayhawk business. It's just a job. I feel like this is the most important game of Lance Leipold's time at KU. I feel like it's the most important game that he's had. Think about everything. They have a sixth-year starting quarterback. They're at home, brand new stadium. I think you can argue for the first time, maybe since 2008, that Kansas has a better football team than K-State. They've certainly been more consistent. There's no reason to hang your head on the losses that KU has this year. Missouri, better than you are. Cincinnati, better than you are. Texas Tech, better than you are. I don't know if K-State's better than them this season. Now, I'm not saying that K-State can't go on the road and possibly win this game, but I don't know if it's the foregone conclusion that it's been. There used to be a wide gap between that program and your program. I don't know if that exists, not on the field, not for this week. So to me, this feels like one of those, hey, we've pumped a lot of money and resources into this thing. You've mentioned it before, Rob. It's one thing to lose on the road to Missouri. You got them with the get back game next year, and you hope to just go 1-1 in this series. It's another thing at home after a bye week to continue the streak against K-State. Man, I want to see you guys finally win. Win this game, tear down the goalposts, drop it in the lake. I mean, David Booth, you got the $50,000 to pay for them kids to run out there on the field. That should be a check that you're happy to pay if you end up winning this game. This, to me, from the outside, and again, I'm a neutral party. I really don't care who wins one way or the other. I'm gonna get my jokes off regardless of who wins and loses this game because it's going to be funny because one side's going to be mad either way. It feels like Lance Leipold really has to win this game. And on the flip side, talking about K-State, for a year that feels like it's been a disaster, the one thing that you can hold on to this season is at least we keep beating KU. You lose that this year? You're telling me this season fell apart. You're not playing for anything. Can't win the Big 12. You're not going to a marquee bowl. And you lost to KU? There's a lot at stake on both sides here.
I think maybe not the biggest game, but maybe because bowl games, all those things. This might be the most anticipated game in the Lance Leipold era at Kansas for all the things you said. Like, one of the reasons why KU fans feel like they can break the streak this year is A, quarterback play. When you have the quarterback, you have a chance in every game. Doesn't mean you're going to win every game, but Chiefs fans, you get this. If you have the quarterback, you have a chance in every game. That's what KU feels like with Jalen Daniels. And also, let's be honest, K-State's a little bit down this year, which is a testament to what Chris Klieman has done. It's what that program is. The fact that they are trending toward 6-6, 7-5, and people like me and you and K-State fans alike are saying, man, this is a down year, is a positive for the Wildcats. But it feels like all the things are at play for KU to finally break this streak. And if we're being honest, the last 2 years, KU coulda, shoulda, woulda gotten K-State. 2 years ago, in the final game of the old stadium, they were up by 11 with a quarter and a half to go. They found a way to lose. That's unacceptable. Last year, they had the ball with 3-ish minutes to go, and they had a lead. All you got to do is don't turn it over. What do they do? They fumble. K-State kicks a field goal. You lose the game. You found a way to lose the last 2 years against K-State. So KU fans feel like, all right, you've been on the doorstep. Can you finally get through that threshold of beating K-State when on the box score, the computer box, as Barber calls it, the last 2 years, you've been the superior team, but somehow, some way, you walked away with two losses. How's that keep happening?
Rob, you're my brother, and I don't mean this with any shade. I've never heard you talk with more passion than you have on those last two heartbreaking K-State losses. I can hear it in your voice. You're tired of losing to them. They've been beating you around now for a decade and a half. I know you. You're waking up on Saturday at what, 6 o'clock? 7 o'clock. I know you're probably not going to get a good night's sleep. You're anxious about this game. You started working on Chris Klieman last week to come on the show. You don't ever show this kind of initiative. You're fired up for this game. This game's really going to break you. You kind of expected them to lose to Missouri. I was around you that day. Hey, we're on the road. I get it if we lose this game. You've been marking down the days. You and I watched K-State lose their first game. We're in the shot bar in Columbia, Missouri. You're screaming at the TV, K-State stinks! This one is really going to hurt you if they don't win this Saturday against K-State. I can just hear it in your voice. I know you, man.
First off, I wish I was allowed to wake up at 6 a.m. The wife's not allowing that. There have already been some parameters and rules put in place.
That's because y'all probably got an Airbnb in Lawrence. That's probably why.
That idea was shot down real quick. Hey, what about October? No, we're not staying in Lawrence. Okay, well, it's worth an idea. Yes, you're right. This one's going to break me. The Mizzou game, I wanted to beat Mizzou. I was at the game. I felt like KU was in the game until the end. But you're right. Mizzou's a team that is aiming for the college football playoff, and Kansas is a team that's probably 7-5, 8-4 type of energy. It would have been great, but 7-5 teams don't go on the road and beat 9-3 teams in college football. It doesn't happen all that often. This one feels like you're the more talented team. It feels like you're the team that's playing better this season. You got the home field advantage. You got a sellout. You feel like you should be 2-0 in the last two games against them, and you're not. Yes, this one would hurt me so much if they found a way. It's like this would be akin to what last year watching the basketball team was like. It will hurt my spirit every moment of it.
Okay. All right. I'm ready to move on. I'm really trying to come at this game from a neutral standpoint. I honestly don't really care who wins. I feel like I'm in the best position. I can make fun of KU if they lose. I can make fun of K-State if they lose. I mean, it's going to be great. All I really care about is Missouri and Vanderbilt. The rest of these other games, I don't care. I don't plan on watching them. I'm going to be so nervous. A nervous wreck. It's the biggest Missouri game in a decade. I'm fired up about it.
It's the biggest Missouri game in 2 weeks. Bama was a bigger game than Vanderbilt.
No, this one. I mean, the Alabama one, all right, you can lose this one. This one officially eliminates you if you lose this one. You lose this game. Yeah, I mean, you can still have a nice season. You can finish 9-3 and go to a decent bowl game. Go back to the Music City Bowl. Maybe you get the Las Vegas Bowl or something against a Big Ten team. But yeah, this feels like a playoff game to me. The loser of this game has two SEC losses. The loser is likely eliminated from the college football playoff. So yeah, this is a bigger game, in my opinion, than that one. I want to play this audio for you guys really quickly. I promise you we'll get back to sports. We also got Chris Klieman coming on the show in about 20 minutes or so. So we got you ready for the Sunflower Showdown. This story I'm about to play came up on my TikTok algorithm. What's going on with people?
Forget big weddings. Now it's the proposal that's breaking the bank. Couples are dropping serious cash just to pop the question, with some proposals now costing more than the honeymoon or even the ceremony itself. According to the New York Post, one man spent over $14,000, including a private rooftop setup. Another couple flew to Portugal, shelled out $17,000, complete with designer watches, drone footage, a luxury hotel. Experts say it's all about the wow moment and the Instagram likes to prove it, and is being driven by influencers. So what do you think about the pricey trend? Let us know.
Hey, man. Hey, love is love, and I support love, all kind of love. It don't matter to me. I honestly don't care. If you're happy, I'm happy. It don't bother me. $17,000 on a proposal? Whatever happened to this? Whatever happened to going back to the place of your first date? You and her's first date was at the Majestic. You take her back to the Majestic. You're sitting there across from her. She looks beautiful. She's dressed nice. You're dressed nice. Looking her in her face, telling her how much you care about her, how much you love her, pulling the ring out of your pocket and saying that you want to spend time with her. What happened to taking your old lady out to Loose Park and getting down on one knee? What happened to that? $14,000? Who are you, Michael Bay? What are you doing? What are we doing with this? The wow moment? I don't understand, Rob. Every time we find one of these stories about marriages and weddings, I just don't $14,000? We haven't spent money on anything else. Not a tux, not a wedding dress, not a honeymoon, not a bachelor party, not a bachelorette party. We're talking about it's five figures just to say, will you marry me? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You can buy a car with that. For what? This is ridiculous. Rob, how did you propose? Knowing you probably did it like a KU volleyball game.
No.
That's what you did. You did it at a KU softball game.
I kept it cheap. I did it at the house. Now, we went out to a nice dinner afterwards. I spent money on a very nice, went to Rock Hill Grill afterwards for a very nice dinner.
Yeah, for sure.
I told Rock Hill Grill ahead of time that we were going to engage. So, like, they gave us each a glass of champagne. It was very nice. But I was like, hey, before we go out, I have a quick question for you. Got down on one knee and asked her to marry me. I didn't spend no $5,000 on a special moment.
That's what I'm saying. I'm serious, man. People do too much stuff for the likes, man. They do too much stuff for the likes. You go to Portugal? Come on now. I don't know about that. That's crazy. That's nuts. I'm serious. Just go to the park like everybody else. Just go to the park. Get down on one knee. Baby, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will you marry me? Free 99. You want to hire a photographer? Sure, that's fine. That's what, $500, maybe $1,000? If you want to do that, that's fine. I got to go to Portugal. This marriage is about to end in 3 years anyway, based on average. We only got a 50% chance of making it anyway. Save some of your coin for the divorce lawyer. We got Chris Kleiman coming up in 20 minutes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's talk about a couple of different news and notes that came out today. So today, the NFL had their fall meetings. You guys are probably familiar with the owners' meetings that happened over the summer. That's when they actually vote on what's going to stay in, what's going to go out. I mean, that's how we got the change when it comes to how the ball is measured. That's when we got the change to the playoffs, the tush push, all of those things. So that happens in the spring before the season. They have a fall meeting that they just kind of get together, talk, have all these conversations, right? So today, Roger Goodell spoke. He said a couple of things. Number one, one of the big storylines was Bad Bunny being selected for the Super Bowl halftime show. This is what he said, quote, "He is one of the leading and most popular entertainers in the world. That's what we're trying to achieve. It's been carefully thought through. I don't think we've ever received an artist without some blowback or criticism." He did say that there's a chance that somebody comes out with Bad Bunny. I think we always knew that. There's usually a special guest or two when it comes to the Super Bowl, but there is no plan on replacing Bad Bunny for the halftime show. I know that some of you guys have very strong feelings about this. I don't have very strong feelings about this, but I just don't really know why it matters so much. I was just reading a story earlier today. There has been a petition that's been circulating around the internet, and they have gotten over 50,000 signatures to replace Bad Bunny with George Strait. I guess I don't understand why people feel so passionate about the halftime show. We watch football games all the time with no halftime show. This Super Bowl will be like all of those other ones to me. I don't listen to Bad Bunny. I can't name a Bad Bunny song. I don't understand what he's saying, but you know what I plan on doing during the Super Bowl halftime show? Something else. I'm watching it with other people. I'll just talk to them during that 14 minutes. I'll just go get something to drink. I'll go get something to eat. I'll be on TikTok. I'll go on Twitter. I'll just do a bunch of other things. That doesn't mean they gotta stop it just because it's not for me. I'll just find something else to do to entertain myself. I don't know why everybody doesn't just have this mentality when it comes to Bad Bunny if that's not what you like. I know how this game goes. Some years I'm gonna enjoy the halftime show. Some years it's not gonna be for me. That's fine. This isn't who I would have picked for the halftime show. I told you guys, I would have picked Post Malone to do it. I would have picked Miley Cyrus to do it, a more pop act. That's not the direction that they went. I mean, I guess he's a pop act. He just doesn't speak English in his music, but that's fine with me. I'll just find something else to do. I'm not signing no petitions to get him kicked off of it. Just seems like nonsense to me. Find something else to do with your time. There's definitely more productive things you can do in those 14 minutes than complain about Bad Bunny. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So that's number one. Number two, as you would expect, the owners got together to talk about the tush push. Can we just get rid of it already?
football operations executives yesterday, and Troy Vincent said they are having trouble officiating the tush push. This has been an issue all season. Are the Eagles jumping before they should be jumping? And he admitted the line judge, that's the judge that would be responsible for calling it, has trouble seeing if they are moving before the snap. And he said they are trying to get better at it. But look, we know that the league tried to get rid of this play in the offseason last year. They talked about the health and safety issues, the concerns about it. And certainly you would expect that as this goes forward, and we expect this to come up again in the offseason, whether they want the tush push to remain in the game, you would think, Ian, that their issues with officiating, the fact that they are having a tough time officiating it properly, is going to enter the conversation.
Then it's time to get rid of it. Everything ends. Everything. There is an expiration date on everything. The tush push has an expiration date of the final game of the Philadelphia Eagles season in 2025 and or 2026. It's over. We're all over it. I don't want it anymore. It's almost like they know it's coming to an end. What game was that? It was that Thursday night football game against the Giants. They ran it four straight plays. Come on now. What are we doing? They ran it seven times earlier this season against the Kansas City Chiefs. They can't officiate it. The officials have just simply thrown their hands up at the tush push. Well, you guys had a chance to stop it. You failed to stop it. What do you want us to do? Hey, have at it. We don't know where the ball is. The guard is constantly moving. It's a false start. Bro, it's over. I don't know what to tell you. There's really not much to discuss. You got to find a new quarterback sneak. You spent all that money on Jalen Hurts, all that money on Saquon Barkley. Just run regular plays. This isn't a regular play. So that's thing number two from the fall meetings. The last thing is, and I will continue to be the only proponent of this, and I don't care. Troy Vincent, who is the vice president for the players, told team owners today that it might be time to look at a 4th-and-15 proposal that would be offered as an alternative to the onside kick, that the lack of recoveries on onside kick have disappointed the league because you guys have completely killed the onside kick. It is not a realistic play. So either let's go back to the old way that we used to do it, which the league doesn't seem very interested in, or we need to figure out a way to give you a chance to get the ball back at the end of the game and keep possession. It's that simple. The 4th-and-15 or 4th-and-20 to me is the most logical way of doing that. The NFL is an incredible product. It could be even better if your team was down 10 with 3 minutes to go and you had one timeout, you had a realistic way of getting back into the game. Right now, that way doesn't exist. So give you a chance. I also hate some of these arguments that aren't based on the math of what we're talking about. For those of you that gamble on these games, some of you don't, I get that. Some of you do. We're talking about teams consistently hitting three-leg parlays. For those of you to do this, you know how hard it is to hit three-leg parlays. We are talking about your team scoring. Already hard enough, you're losing the game. So scoring, you have to score. You got to make the extra point. You then have to successfully complete a 4th-and-15 or 4th-and-20, and then you have to either get down the field to kick a field goal and or down the field to score a touchdown. That's a lot of things that got to happen in a small amount of time. So yes, some teams will win because of this rule. The large majority of teams will continue to lose in these scenarios, but it'll make things more interesting. It'll make things more fun. It'll give you reason to watch all 60 minutes of the game in some cases. Well, right now, you don't need to. You look up at the clock, you look up at the score, the game is over. I mean, it might not be over, but it's over. One team's just going to run the ball, and that's the end of it. So why don't we create a more exciting ending to the game? I also hate the, oh, it's gimmicky. Most of the advancements in sports have been deemed gimmicky, and then they became part of the game. People thought the three-point shot was gimmicky. People thought that the shot clock was gimmicky. People thought two-point conversions were gimmicky. They're not a gimmick. They're now part of the game. They're regular. The onside kick doesn't work. It's a 6% play. We got a chance to get where, based on the math, your team has about a 20% chance of converting a 4th and 15. You then got to add again all the other things that you have to do. So I will continue to stand here, and every time this comes up, I will tell you guys, this is the best thing for the National Football League. It will make the ends of games more exciting if they consider doing this. Give it a test run. Try it in the preseason. Try it in the preseason. We didn't instantly go to the pitch clock in baseball. They tried it for some time. They tried it. We saw how it worked. Oh, this works. We got enough data points. I'm not saying you instantly got to do it. Can we try it? Try it in the preseason. Let's see how it works. If you like it, then let's have another conversation about it. But we can't continue this onside kick. It's boring. It's anticlimactic. It has no place in the game. You've completely killed the play. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Chris Klieman. He's the head coach at Kansas State University. They get ready to play KU on Saturday. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.